This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Matt McLaury joins us to talk about what happens when you ignore red flags in a relationship.
It's like, I was being really mean, and I'm a mom. She just dropped the
what?
She wasn't a nanny, that was her child.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
She
you.
Had, I had no clue.
I should have put two and two together. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, she actually had a C-section, but I just thought, oh, she must have been heavy.
Yeah, would you have an appendix?
Yeah, exactly. I have an appendix scar.
Yeah, me too. Hello and welcome to another edition of One Crazy Story. I'm your host, Nate Armbruster, and this week I'm talking with comedian Matt McLaury. Matt is a friend of mine from Detroit, Michigan, who is now living in L.A. He's a stand-up comedian, a very funny guy. Matt was in town a few weeks ago, and I was lucky enough that he was cool with sitting down with me and coming on the podcast. When I asked Matt what he wanted to talk about on the show, he kind of gave me a brief summary in a text message about a woman he was dating early on when he first started dating, and it started off great. Maybe there were a few things Matt should have taken into account when you're deciding whether or not you should be in a relationship with someone, but I think everybody does that, especially early on when you don't really know anything about, I don't know, dating, life, relationships, whatever you want to call it. I think we all have done that once or twice, right? So it's not too ridiculous, but, you know, you ignore a few little things and it snowballs into something that you couldn't even imagine. This happened years ago. It's an old story, but Matt actually had the messages on Facebook that this woman was sending to him. And so Matt and I chat about this relationship and how it kind of goes a little bit south. Matt will actually read some of these messages, and they're very long messages that this woman sent to him. And we can kind of get an idea of what Matt went through. So get in touch with Matt. Matt has an album out. It's available on iTunes. So if you don't get a chance to see him live, make sure you pick that up. There'll be a link in the iTunes description. So make sure you click on that. It'll go take you over to Uncomfortable by Matt McLaury, his debut comedy album, I think released a year or so ago. Check it out. Listen to him. Become a fan. Matt's a good guy. Very funny. One of my favorites. And check him out on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Just look him up on all your social media, Matt McLaury. And while you're on there, after you follow Matt, make sure you check me out at Nate Comedy, at One Crazy Story. Do all that stuff. If you guys are enjoying the show, leave a 5-star review. Do all that. That'd be great. If you guys want to get in touch with me, you can contact me directly at onecrazystory@gmail.com. You can send me your stories, or you can just say what's up. That'd be cool, too. So thank you so much for listening, and enjoy this episode with myself and comedian Matt McLaury.
Well, I mean, that's the problem with my life, is that it's just, I would almost hope, like, you know, every time I'm home, I've never done the podcast before, I would almost be like, God, I hope something in my interesting happens that I could talk about on something like this.
Right.
It's like, you know, like something like that. This is not happening on Comedy Central.
Right.
I would love the TV credit, but if presented with the opportunity,
I've got nothing. Same here, which is why I've decided to just bother other people about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it
yeah.
gives me something that I can live through people who've done some fun shit.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I guess this is the only thing I got to talk about. I don't want to, you know, pass the buck of responsibility, you know, responsibility for any, you know, mistakes I made. But I would just say it was just a situation. Because, I mean, I was, when I started comedy when I was 21, and I was a very young 21. I don't think I had a girlfriend until I was 22, 23. And that ended, I didn't date anybody for like a good almost 4 years after that. And I mean, in that area and other areas of my life, it was suffice to say, I was very young 26. I was a very young 27. I'm still probably a young, naive 34.
Looking back on that, though, it's kind of nice to say, you know, I didn't make too many bad decisions.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
of course. Yeah, big time. I mean, but if you look at my life too, it was also like, I was just as big of a loser as a guy who made lots of bad choices, but just so not. Like, yeah.
So we're more, I could relate to that. Cause like, I feel the same way about my past where it's like, I was kind of a loser, but just also that guy's got some fun stories to look back.
But not in like the self-destructive like ways that, you know, say women want to, you know, women are unfortunately drawn to sometimes. You know, I still, you know, was unemployed and, you know, lived with my parents, but I wasn't.
But not for a bad reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was just saving money. You know?
Just, I think that just makes you responsible.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't come off too good.
No. I totally relate to that.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I was just very, and like, single-minded, I guess, mm-hmm. about doing stand-up, you know, mm-hmm. too. Because, I mean, when I think about it, too, it was like for the first 10 or so years until I really got burnt out on it, basically, until it's like, you know, right around the time you start getting good is right and start getting able to headline is like the where you just go, ugh.
Yeah, you hit a wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And like,
it's time to reevaluate.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know where to start. So like,
that's okay. Yeah.
I was very single and very stubborn about.
And this was in your mid-20s.
Yeah. Very stubborn about trying to meet women and reluctant to, because I didn't want to explain.
Sure.
You know, some of the, you know, living with my mom and dad.
Yeah, that's tough, man. And you didn't have the luxury of like Tinder and Bumble.
Yeah, no, at the time, no. Yeah. No, very much so, no. So, I mean.
Because you can lay all that out in before you even meet the person, where it's like, here, you know, before you even have to meet them, you can, through like just communicating via text or messaging and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your life. I'm a comedian, whatever. I do live in my, you know what I mean? All that stuff can come out in conversation before you commit to buying drinks for each other.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And
committing time to it.
So I mean, the thing was that, like, you know, I mean, and I'm also, you know, I have Asperger's, and I think I'm high functioning, but the reality of it is that, say, in like a dating type of, situation where, say, a woman is going to be subtle about expressing interest in you, God help me,
certain signals you may miss
all literally signals. Yeah, I mean, except for the most obvious, just firing right across the bow,
right.
I'm not gonna pick. God help me.
Yeah, that does add some quite a few communication barriers for you. That does suck.
No, I mean, yeah, it did.
It did. See, everything's good now, so you're good.
Yeah, I'm fine. I've been in a happy relationship for 2 years.
Perfect.
And, you know, of all things, as a result of Tinder.
Yeah.
So it works. But if that's, you know.
Well, I've met my girlfriend 2 years on Bumble.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And so that's like, it's funny how that shit actually works if you have the right.
Yeah, I do have a theory.
Right intentions in that.
Part of me, though, I do have a theory that, like, successful relationships make for terrible stories.
True. No, you're right.
Like, it's not an exciting story of how we met, you know? I tagged a reference. In her profile. Her profile was a Ghostbusters quote. I knew the next line. We started a conversation.
Ah, perfect.
We went out, and were in a relationship pretty much almost immediately.
That's,
and it's every, you know.
That's considered game in 2018.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like, oh, look at this. He's smooth. You could have even Googled the line.
Yeah, of course.
You didn't even have to be like smooth about it. It's
I
like,
think I might have.
That's so funny. See, now that, and that's like as exciting as it gets as far as the successful relationship story.
Yeah, exactly. It's one so-so anecdote. You know?
Yeah.
But so.
Off to a great start in my new relationship.
Yeah, no.
I love Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but yeah, there's no, you know, notebook.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
drama.
It's not. Yep. I was on the couch and we happened to match.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I mean, so 8 or so years ago, as it was now, it's like you didn't really have, I didn't really have that anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of, you know, if a girl I found attractive came my way, I'm not trying to, I don't know. I don't want to sound sexist or insulting or condescending to anybody. You would have to go against your better judgment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little forward. You
like,
have
you ever heard my joke about the red flags? It's like, yeah, okay, I don't, you know.
Yeah, But you have to put it out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm and like, the only way you knew how to do, or the only way you did.
Well, the deal was, like, one time I was at the Holly Hotel with another comic. Mm-hmm. He told me that there was a girl coming in, a girl comic to do a guest set.
Mm-hmm.
And for purposes of this story, we'll just call her Pat Summerall.
Pat Summerall. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. That's the perfect name.
Yeah, no. And so Pat Summerall comes in. She's very cute. She's wearing a wig, which is a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
is this your first time meeting Pat?
Yeah, this was, yeah. She, you know, it was the Holly Hotel Late Show. She didn't have I think she hosted. She didn't have a great set, which she, of course, beat herself up over.
Yeah, as all comics
which is,
would.
You know, it's going to happen.
Yeah, that comes with the territory.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But we went out with...
you went out with another comic.
Yeah,
you went out with another comic after.
Yeah, and he, you know, and she at that bar that was next door to the Holly, it still is, and
yeah,
she got a little lit, you know, and I, you know, because I remember the, what did he say? He's like, when she went to the bathroom at one point, he's like, yeah, you know, she's pretty cute. I would fuck her, but I wouldn't date her.
Oh my god, yeah, yeah, and you're like.
And I'm like, you know.
Yeah, right. You just, what do you say at that point?
Yeah. Because I remember, because I do recall she drove home that night and she said, ah, it'll be fine. I'll just sleep it off at a rest area.
What?
Yeah,
definitely. But she definitely shouldn't have driven. That's
no.
For sure, right? Sounds like it.
No. And then the next day we had a show in Ypsilanti that I was headlining and she was doing a guest spot at. And then, she was there again wearing a wig. She gave me a hug and she squeezed my ass.
Oh,
and that was forward.
Go.
Yeah.
And so that's enough for you to know, like, okay, maybe I'd be cool making a move here.
No, even then I'm like, okay, well, maybe I don't know.
Right. Cause at first you're like, oh, she might think I'm attractive. But
okay.
Then the other part of you is probably like, no, it was probably just a, you know, cause you start getting inside your head about it. Cause I've done that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're just like, wait, what do I do? What do I do now?
Okay,
does that mean it's cool? I don't know.
Yeah, no. Well, I guess, I mean, nowadays, I think that, like squeezing my ass could have been a triggering thing, you know? I could be fucking on this thing, holding back tears about how I was violated if I want to.
Don't grab my ass.
Because the thing was, I was like, all right, well, that happened.
Yeah.
And the next day she sent me a Facebook message that said, I feel terrible. I'm so sorry about the many levels of inappropriate behavior. Please don't press charges. Have a super duper day, Pat Summerall.
Oh, man.
But I said, well, it was a little forward, but flattering in its own way. I don't remember anything else that I would deem inappropriate. Don't expect a process server anytime soon. To which he responded, fill out this fun, sexy survey.
Oh, my God.
What is the sexiest thing you've ever done? What is the sexiest gift you've ever given anyone? What is the sexiest gift you've ever read? The sexiest clothing you've ever owned? The sexiest place to blah, blah, blah. Would you ever have a threesome? You know, this goes on for a while. Hugs and kisses, hugs and kisses, hugs and kisses. And I think I would have to be nuts at that point to go,
is it safe for me to make a move?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still not sure.
Yeah. We hung out more and, you know, we started, I guess, seeing each other, you know?
Sure, dating, going
out.
Not outside of comedy.
Not outside of comedy, and it was like a little weird because it was like, you know, I mean, you'd be like, well, I guess I have a girlfriend now. Well, what do you and your girlfriend do together? Well, we meet each other at hotel rooms. You know, that's what we do. I have a girlfriend.
Yes. Where do you go? What do you guys do? I don't know. You know the Victory Inn?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you know both Victory Inns, by the way?
Sometimes we go to her Victory Inn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we went to the Ann Arbor Victory Inn and the Dearborn Victory Inn.
I only date girls that live near Victory Inn.
Yeah.
So this became a regular.
Well,
thing.
Yeah, a little bit. And the thing I remember there was I would say the first red flag, if you will, was on our first date where we went to a Denny's and we didn't actually go into the Denny's. We just made out in a Denny's parking lot.
Hell
it's already
yeah.
Classy.
Well, I'm not even hungry anymore, to be honest.
Well, I know. And I mean, at the time it was like being, you know, cause I had only had one girlfriend at the time and like, I don't think a girl would like said I was attractive until, you know, I was 22 or 23 mm-hmm. anyway. So to have like a woman like, oh my God, yeah. you're so this, you know, it's
right.
just like,
this is a whole new territory.
Yeah, of course, most definitely. And for like, I mean, you know, for like a open mic MC occasional sure. feature guy who's had, you know, just a chaplain's MC, you know, is just having his self-esteem just annihilated on the regular.
Absolutely.
This is very
dude, for a young comic, someone who's just trying to figure out, you know, and especially for you who hadn't been, this is just new. And it's just yeah, like, it's like, holy shit, someone yeah. is interested in me.
Yeah, it's completely
you're
flattering.
You're not the one. It's like, it's almost like they're more into you than you are into the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But my first red flag was when I asked her if I could drive her home, and she said, sure. And then we pulled up. She said, you can stop here, and then proceeded to walk down the street.
What? Really?
Yeah, I know.
And did you, were you familiar with the area? Or like,
no, it was Ann Arbor. It was yeah. the suburbs of Ann
so
Arbor
just
somewhere.
Some street.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that would be, that's, make, you know, most people would have you pull into their driveway.
Right, or even at the end of the driveway. Like, you could just pull up to the curb and, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's enough. Mm-hmm. It's still enough to like, oh, you went into a house. Mm-hmm. So she just started to walk down the street. Did you like, did you say anything or I guess you can't really, I don't know. Do you follow her? What do you do? Like, I guess she's all right. It's a safe area. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm dropping her off in some shady, shady area or anything.
Yeah, no, I just... yeah, no, it was that. But I mean, that was like the caveat of that too, would be that, I mean, at one point, cause I had asked her what her day job was, and she said she was a nanny to the couple that she lived with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's,
yeah. What does that mean?
Not unheard of,
mm-hmm.
but
like a,
it
like
seemed,
a,
yeah, it seemed odd. And I guess like, okay, she just didn't want to wake them. That
sure,
makes sense.
That, yeah, you could rationalize that. But also, too, you think like someone who does that professionally, it's you call yourself a live-in nanny, right?
Uh-huh,
and then
uh-huh.
and saying like, yeah, I live with the, I watch the kids of the people I live with. Was it your younger brother? What does that mean? Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, who, it's pretty vague.
Uh-huh.
And there's no way to prove, like, you can't just show up, or you know what I mean? You can't see her at work.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So you're just trying to figure this out.
Uh-huh. Well, it's very, yeah, no, it's very, it's very hard, and it's very, like, and so it started getting weird, too, because this would be very intense and forward, and then, you know,
because,
like, she would call me at work and stuff, and then, like, drop off the face of the earth, and she also,
yeah,
I don't know how, like, if it was really smartphone time at the time, but uh-huh. the number she had for me was a flip phone.
Okay.
And, I mean, I remember one of the first things she did was like send me like naked pictures on it.
Okay.
And again, which was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But like,
but also,
this is nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Like, this is
because like that's a, like that was the thing about it too. It wasn't necessarily like mm-hmm. an exciting thing for me. It was like fucking terrifying.
Yeah. It's like too much. Too much.
Yeah. Exactly. And then, but the thing is, then like when she would call me, she would hang up in the middle of it and just like, oh, I can't be talking at work. But then like there would be times where she would cut away. And it wouldn't talk to me at all. And then, like, there was a thing, like I hadn't done anything wrong. We hadn't had an argument. And, like, I had, like, she had literally, like, unfriended me on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of, just almost, I don't know if crazy is fair, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I don't, just definitely hard to read, especially uh-huh. for someone in their second relationship, if
uh-huh.
that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I remember.
It's hard to figure out.
Yeah, I remember one time we you know, we hooked up after a show and I sent her a message saying, yeah, it was great to see you, everything. I'm going to be in Ann Arbor around 2:30. If there's any way we can get in touch with you, if I have time.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sent me this message. She's this long-winded message, which was, and I had been going through some, she was very aware of all the shit I was going through already.
Okay. And is this what you're about to read?
Yeah, this is what I'm about to read.
All right. And this is a screenshot of it.
Yeah,
that,
no,
right?
I had to dig these up and read the words of a Facebook user.
This
who
is great.
Because this is the other thing, too. This person has fallen off the face of the earth. I
right.
don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you either.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll let you, yeah, so.
She's like, thank you. I enjoyed seeing you as well. Unfortunately, I'm very busy today and cannot see you. I feel really bad for what I'm about to say. You said you had a girlfriend on stage and told people that. I tell people, like the asshole I am, that you are not my boyfriend, just a friend with benefits. I would like it if you could do the same. Bear in mind, she told me she loved me on our second date. I just want to qualify that. She said, I know I love you, and then did this.
Oh, my God.
Did like a heart,
heart shape. Yeah.
Yeah, with her hands. And then wrote, you know, heart, Matt and Pat Summerall on the snow of the back of my car.
Date number two.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You haven't done anything wrong, and you are an incredible person. Myself, on the other hand, cannot commit to anything and feel like you deserve someone better. Someone who is more willing to see you more. We are not dating, and I do not want to date anyone right now. I enjoy being alone. I don't want to hurt you, and I'm truly sorry if I have. In the short time of knowing you, I'm afraid that I may have gotten too close already. My original intentions were to... And she misspelled intentions. I'm just a stickler, not to... were to prevent either one of us from forming an attachment to each other, and it was to be purely physical. Purely physical. I love you on the second date.
You're right.
I understand if you cannot be in this type of relationship, but remember when we were in the car and I said I couldn't promise you anything? I am now pulling away, saying you are pushing us in a direction I do not wish to go in. I am incredibly sorry. I want to continue to see you, but as a lover in private and a friend in public. So no cuddling, no kissing in public. You can't come to my work. You won't meet my friends or family. I just cannot swing that kind of lifestyle, the couple's relationship lifestyle. I know that's asking a lot. I need a lot of space, room, and solitude. Please don't say I'm a cold-hearted bitch because we talked about the non-committal thing in the beginning. I will call you tomorrow when I have more time to explain. Please don't be hurt. Hugs, Pat.
The best is she signed it Hugs.
Yeah, no, I know. No, no. I know.
Oh, my God, dude. That is nuts.
I feel like if you just got beat by a mobster and then he wrote Hugs and Kisses in your blood.
XOXO.
Jesus Christ.
Pat Summerall.
Yeah.
What a... Because it's so funny. Just looking at your screen and how big that text bubble is.
Yeah.
You're immediately like, oh, boy, what's...
That's
what
the thing. I've had that a few times in my life where, like, I'll see a big text and you don't process all the words, but just right. by the size of it, you just go, oh,
you automatically
fuck.
Go, fuck you.
No.
This yeah. is not, and especially if it's from somebody you're in any sort of intimate relationship
yeah,
with,
yeah, exactly.
it's like, God damn it, this is not good.
No, of course.
And this was a little much. It's like, yeah. okay, all right.
I had one where I just been on two dates with a girl and I went to the movies and I went, turned my phone on and there was like a long,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't, and you know, we hadn't gotten that close at all either, but yeah. just reading, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you can just, yeah. I'll see you tomorrow. Just tell me.
Uh-huh.
You can tell me this, or just, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
this is, it's we're in that.
Well, that girl
day and
also,
now.
Yeah. And that girl said she was too busy, but then like she like didn't even wait a couple days. I think her profile picture was already her and her new boyfriend at that point.
And this,
which is fine.
Yeah,
which is fine. Whatever.
Which is cool.
We
yeah, whatever.
Yet.
Yeah, but still, it's just like what I guess. But it's
yeah.
it's one of those things where it's like, well, we are in that day and age now, where I guess
yeah.
this is. I mean, I guess this is an acceptable way to. I mean, really say this kind of shit to somebody, but you're also like, I, you know, I could respect you more if you just told
yeah.
me up front, like, all you had to say, you didn't have to
yeah.
be like upset about it.
No.
Oh, sorry. I clearly just misunderstood the situation. Just
sorry.
Tell me where you're at with this. Mm. And did you respond to
I
Pat?
Didn't.
No?
I didn't. I didn't. I left that. I left well enough alone.
Yeah.
Although she, you know, about, let's see, what is this about? It's about this is about 3 days later. It says. Your MySpace says single. Your Facebook says single. You changed the profile picture, and it sounds like you shaved your goatee. I had a goatee, and she liked my goatee. I get it. I feel like you were hurt and won't ever trust me again. On the phone, you said you really wanted to stay friends, but honestly, knowing what you know now, do you want to be my boyfriend? My question for you is, what is the ideal Pat I can be for you? Just saying the words because you were someone I want in my life. Do you want me to hurt? I'll hurt. If you want to know anything, I mean everything. I'm now open to talking about it. Hugs. Once again. Because I should preface this by saying that we had a phone conversation.
Sure,
in between this where she said something. Sorry. She's like, I was being really mean. And I'm a mom. She just dropped the
what?
I'm a mom. She wasn't a nanny. That was her child.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding
you. I had no clue.
I should have put two and two together. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, she actually had a C-section, but I just thought, oh, she must have been heavier.
Would you have an appendix?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I have an appendix scar.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And that could have been
anything. Yeah.
Jesus. So she just drops that, and this was between the two messages, right? And the phone conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a bit, yeah, I love you, second date. I'm a mom, what, a few weeks, months in or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
However long you had been in whatever type of relationship you guys had. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. So
I saw her again, though. We didn't sleep together again or anything like that. And I would say, the next time I saw her, you know, we made up. But she said, you know, I had a good night. I could tell that you wanted to ask me more about my son's father. There's a lot of stuff I could and maybe should tell you, ..
Uh-oh.
I don't know if that would help or hinder us. It would probably just be another thing that you would know about me. That'd be a good thing to know, don't you think?
That's something to share before I love you. God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You seem concerned about a MySpace or Google account. Let me say, if you go looking for something wrong, you will most likely find it or misinterpret information and draw the wrong conclusions because one of my roommates is named Angela as well. If you have questions or don't understand something, I can answer your questions. Don't be afraid to ask. I don't even remember what that was.
This is a while ago.
This is one of those things too, because it was I heard it at the time, sure, but like I mean sure. Now it's like with hindsight, it's kind of funny, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, no, it really is.
And the thing that sucks about doing this podcast is, now spoiler alert, there's not really a great conclusion to this story because I had good enough sense to cut this off at a certain point. But, you know, now in hindsight, my imagination can just kind of wander around. Because this was somebody from like Western Canada. I don't know what the hell brought them here in the first place.
Yeah. And, how do you end up here?
Yeah.
And you, do you want to find out? Uh-huh. So after all these messages, and did you respond? So you guys had the first long message. You guys had a phone conversation. Mm-hmm. Another mm-hmm. message. Have mm-hmm. you respond? Did you ever respond to her via Facebook?
Sure.
Message?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. No, I was pretty because
you guys just eventually it became something just like, all right, we're whatever.
It's also cool. Like a thing too, where like I don't know. I had just been like. Mm-hmm. Celibate for 3 3/4 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this is coming from mm-hmm. again. Okay. Mm-hmm. I, and of course that's my fault, but
yeah,
but maybe get out there and learn a little, you know, figure it out. You're 27.
Yeah.
But
we're technically pretty young still,
but yeah, but it's just like,
yeah,
but yeah, I don't, I mean this, there's, I don't want to make it seem like I'm like, what a lunatic,
because
that's a huge part of it, yeah, but I don't want to, like, this is a very naive, desperate Matt McClowery.
Sure. Yeah, you guys are young, you're both, yeah. You know, I mean, people go through some stuff,
very,
you know?
Naive, very stupid,
yeah. In a way your kid's still kind of, and also this was your as you said it was your second,
yeah,
you know, it's experience.
And I mean, this, so I would hope on some level this is just more embarrassing for me. That's
right.
All.
Yeah. It is crazy to look back on though, when you think like, wow, this is kind of just funny.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it's not a painful thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely makes me happy about where I'm at in my own life now.
I think there's something to that though. If you look at everything in your past and how it led you to where you are now, it's like, you know what?
Yeah, great.
You know, had I done anything different, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Who knows? But now I got this good story to share. You know what I mean? Just something to laugh about later.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I should, you know, qualify this with like a lot of times we were supposed to hang out and something would always come up.
Mm-hmm. Like I need to pick my kid up from school.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't tell Matt about it yet.
One thing we bonded over was that she supposedly also had a beagle named Charlie, and we were supposed to go out, and she said. At one point, she's like, hey, this is like right before the evening, like 4:30 a.m. Hey, I came home today to discover Charlie had ate 5 pine cones and was on his back moaning. I took him to the vet and they just sent us back home after x-rays. He might just pass them, or it could interfere with his abdominal scar tissue. I guess there had already been some Charlie. She'd already gone to the Charlie well.
Yeah, Charlie had also had a child.
I'll try to make it out, but I wouldn't count on it. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. And then I think I bought it. I bought, mm-hmm. And that's the other thing.
Yeah. It's like, I don't need to pry. Yeah. Just you can take care of Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And then we didn't see each other, you know, for a while. And then out of the blue in the middle of the night, one night. Hey, hi. For some reason, I can't sleep because I keep thinking about your feet. What size athletic shoe are you?
These are great.
You look like a 12, 13, and or are you a B for wide or EE for extra wide? Just email me the info.
Jesus Christ.
And of course.
Please tell me you responded.
Yeah. My brown shoes are 13. Sometimes I'm a 14.
I just picture you in the middle of the night getting out of bed, going over to your shoes, looking at the, you know, like the underside of the tongue or whatever, the shoe, and you're like, I guess 13.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, I was so like eager to please, right, too. Like there's, my line was so far, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did she buy you shoes or something? Or did she
never bought me the shoes, no.
Is that, but that's what she said she was asking for? She's like, I think I'm going to get you a new pair of shoes.
Okay. Cause I guess we've had little to no communication throughout March and April. And then May 28th. Hello, handsome. How are you? I hope you don't think I'm an asshole for not calling you. ... Yeah, I think you think I'm an asshole. Every year I go a little nuts March through May. I can't even stand to meet near myself and I'm trying to contain the madness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that spring, that seasonal depression that hits in the spring.
Yeah.
Tracking down signatures, having no mistakes on filing my U.S. documents, and going through all the bureaucracy crap just so I can live and breathe in this wonderful country. I wanted you so badly to come to you and see your recent show, but something came up last minute, so I'll make this easy. Do you want to see me? Yes or no? Do you want to hang out? Do you want to punch me in the face? Do you want to playfully spank me? Good night. Good night hugs.
Mm-hmm. Good night hugs. Man.
Well, the thing was that, like I literally didn't see hide nor hair of her through March through August,
which then, makes you think like, all right, that finally it's run its course. We're done. Yeah. We're good here.
And then she turned up at an open mic, uh-huh, like 4 months later and like with like a new hair color, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then like she basically like, I didn't expect to see her there. And like, I was purposely avoiding that she might be. And she like kind of cornered me at my car and uh-huh, like, she was very nice, mind you, but very, it was like very,
it was her,
hey, I'm free from whatever I was stuck in now.
Yeah.
So let's do this. And I was like,
we're good.
That was the thing too. And like, and I should qualify this by saying like, I didn't date anybody again for nearly 4 years.
Yeah.
That's how bad I am at this. All right. Yeah.
So that took a lot for you to go.
Yeah. But I was just like, nope, not again.
Never again.
Yeah. And then after that happened, she says, thanks for the hugs the other night. Wow, how sad was I? Hey, so I just had a dream about you. Yeah, how did you get into my subconscious voodoo? We were both living in New York writing for SNL, and the only time we could make something funny is when we argued about our weaknesses and faults. Anyway, I just wanted to call the other day because you said I could call. Do you still want me to call? And my sister and mom were getting on my nerves, and you seem to know how to live/function with your family. Debatable. Also, I wanted to know how, everything about my life turned around when I moved across the country. Draw your own. Also wanted to know how your weekend shows, blah, blah, blah. Talk to you Monday.
Wow. So this kept going on, even though you were just like, I'm good.
Yeah. And then again, I'm polite. I'm just being polite.
Right.
I use the word amicable in my next thing. And then her next message to me is, I hope you don't think I'm psychotic, you know, following you to your car like I was going to rape and murder you. I wasn't going to murder you, LOL. Anyways, yet another night thinking about you. Just so you know, I don't have a BF and haven't in 5 to 6 months. How did connections go? I'm curious. During your set, you mentioned one of your best friends came to the closet, blah, blah, blah. I can keep it. Well, you tell me who it is. I can keep a secret. Wink. And then I said in the next one, you had a boyfriend 6 months ago? ?
Oh, boy.
And then she said, well, I'm not a psycho stalker and I will respect your boundaries. 6 months ago, you were sort of my boyfriend. Now that we are friends, don't think I won't still come see your shows and demand hugs and think of you all the time. Hugs.
And you wrote back, would you remember that time? Do you remember the first message you sent me?
Yeah.
Like, do you?
Yeah. Hi, Matt. No reply to this. No reply to that. Hi, Matt. Do you mind if I come and see you this Saturday at Laugh Tracks? Maybe I get something to eat before or after the show with you. Whatever works. If not, I'll just see you when you come to Ann Arbor. I was just thinking about you, and I hope you're well. And if you're not doing well, let me know what I can do to cheer you up. I make really good homemade protein bars. Smiley face. She liked to work out, and she was very...
Yeah, I was going to say, that kind of fits your...
Yeah, like, my advice, yeah, she was very fit too, but like in a compulsive, unhealthy way. You know, she would, you know, she missed her period, and her hands would sweat, and just weird, you know. There was... Mark Maron has a joke about red flags where he runs through them like a slalom course, and that comes to mind.
These are very relatable.
Yeah. So, yeah, we didn't really talk between then and that. And then October 4th, 2010.
Oh, wow. This has gone on.
How do you justify being so judgmental, so critical of others when you yourself have no experience in life? Plain and simple. I used to care about you, and I think you were smart, but now I don't give a shit. You're like a lot of other Americans I meet. Not at all eager to please. They do nothing and judge others to make themselves feel superior, passive-aggressive, and cowardly. Jesus, what is wrong with you?
Oh, my God. You're bringing America into this?
Yeah.
What do you got against
them? And of course, my two replies were question mark, then, Pat, you have made me feel neglected, hurt, deceived, used, and now insulted. I don't have to justify anything about you. You aren't even wrong to say I don't have life experience. See, I'm still turning that on me, too, to an extent. This is how weak of a person I am at this point in my life. As happy as you made me, I always had a sense of unease because I could always see something ugly coming, like pretty much any relationship.
Sure.
You didn't want to be with me because you were busy because I don't measure up. I'm still making this about me, not putting two together that this woman who maybe had something she wanted to tell me about the father of her child but didn't, that might have had something to do with her not disappearing for months on end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you ever find out anything about the father of her kid?
Yeah, no, I never did. No, no. And I said, you wouldn't have told me that. If you felt all these ways about me, you could have told me that. But no, you said I was an amazing person, and now you lash out at me for God knows what reason. Mm-hmm. And I said, the last time you said I saw you, if I had been anything unkind, and I knew it, I was wrong, I would have addressed it. And I said, not at all eager to please when I bought you gifts, dinner, coffee, parking, went to shows I didn't want to go to, bought perfume that had been discontinued for you.
Yeah,
and if I was passive aggressive, which I was, you know, once long after we were through, and when you ignored me for months, removed me from your Facebook. Yes, I noticed. It's not because I did. It's because I didn't want to be outright mean, and that's cowardly. Because you know, sometimes I want to be mean, but I feel too guilty, and then say. And he says, but even if I had bad feelings, there's nothing in me that wants to hurt. I don't want to hurt, you know. And she says. I say, you seem to enjoy hurting me from time to time. They say, let sleeping dogs lie. You just kicked a sleeping dog in the stomach. Oh, that was good. Good. That's good, McClowry. Jesus Christ.
You just kicked a sleeping dog in the
stomach.
Good promo. I like, dude, you should put that on a mug.
Well, yeah, I know. In my head, I'm like the wrestler Arn Anderson. Like,
yeah, right?
Well, you just kicked a sleeping dog in the stomach.
They say let sleeping dogs. Yeah. You should write for wrestling.
Yeah, no.
You really should. Yeah. That's so great.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
I love the way you're just like, good one, McClowry.
God.
It's fun going back.
This was pathetic. It's truly pathetic.
See, but if you look back on this and you were proud of it, it's like, all right, buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
No, maybe, I know.
You know what I mean? So it's a good thing that you're like, okay.
Well,
You know what's up.
I don't know how you've imagined I've done anything wrong to you. I don't avoid you because it's not like I can call you. If you wanted to communicate with me, I'd let you do it on your terms, which is the only way you've ever done things. There's a lot wrong with me. I know that. Maybe you should ask yourself the same question, to which she replies, Matt, I'm really scared right now. I'm a single mother, most often alone and with my son, in a foreign country with next to no friends or family to check in on. Just let that one sink it. Yeah, foreign country. Yeah.
Canada to yes. America. That's the difference.
The units of measurement yeah. are different.
Yeah.
Things are cost like a cent more depending on.
The exchange rate. That's it. That's
Kit Kats come in a different wrapper.
Yes. Our $2 bills aren't coins.
Yeah. The golden arches at McDonald's don't have a little leaf on them.
Less or more yeah. diabetes.
Yeah. There's no French fries at McDonald's here. It's crazy. Or a Taco Bell. And so anyway, I didn't know what to think, mainly because I didn't know the sleeping dog thought about what's really going on. Let's get this straight, all caps. I'm not accusing you because you couldn't do this. But please, if you know something, tell me. My house was broken into and things were damaged but not taken. And I just recently, my brakes failed well before the brakes maintenance schedule. Call me paranoid, but it's a strange combination of bad luck. I feel terrified, angry, and grossly violated if the two are related.
Mm-mm.
At any time, did you express your discontent to a friend about me, a friend that may have acted on it? I can't sleep and don't know what to think. I moved into a new place and I'm considering trading my car. You are the only person I believe to have hurt or wrong. Just a hunch, wrong. Can you think of any creeps that might have taken things too far? Or maybe it's just a fluke about the car and it was a bunch of hoodlums who broke in looking for something specific. But I found it odd that my $2,000 computer, two laptops, gold jewelry, and flat screen TV were not taken, only damaged. I don't see how I used you. I thought things were mutual. Blah, blah, blah. Paid for your birthday. Something about accommodations. It's me who doesn't measure up. You didn't want to meet me and my son. Blah, blah, blah. Which, by the way, Nate, were we friends at the time? Is there anything you want to tell me?
Yeah, I'll send it to you in a yeah. message. I've been drafting mine for 5 years.
Because I did reply after that. You know, I'm sorry to hear about that, but you should be ashamed of yourself, not only for taking it out on me, but for thinking any of my friends or family, A, are those kind of people, B, care about you. Paranoid, maybe. Narcissistic, definitely. You're harassing me now. Stop messaging me. Don't call me. And that was the end of that.
And that was the end of that.
Well, except for epilogue, which is a... Matt, I know you told me to never contact you again. This is a couple years later.
Oh, shit. Okay, so quick. So that was the end of that. And yeah. then, well, first of all, I do have a question before we get into this.
Okay.
Did you even know where, did you ever go to her house or find
never.
Out where she lived? That's the thing is like you.
I had no idea.
I would love the opportunity to know where you live. I yeah. would have at the time, you know, early on, I would have loved to have actually known, dropped you off at your, and apparently you moved. How
yeah.
do I know?
Yeah,
you
which
know?
Is sad. Not the last time that would happen in my life. That there's someone I'm seeing, but I never see the inside of the place they yeah. lay their head.
So a couple years go by and then
yeah, a couple, yeah.
life's great, whatever. This is all in the past yeah. now. And now you get another message.
Yeah, right? She's at one of my shows and
just shows up out of nowhere
yeah, yeah.
as they do.
Uh-huh.
They always go to
a
show.
I just say hi, whatever.
Before the show, too.
Yeah.
They come up to you before
yeah.
to spook you.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
like, great, now I'm, you yeah. know, just ruined my night. And mm-hmm. I'm going to, my whole set, I'm going to be thinking, mm-hmm. why did she show mm-hmm. up here?
It went well.
Yeah. So she shows up at a show.
Yeah. I say hi. I do my yeah. thing. Then,
like you know. Enough time has passed for yeah. it to be
cordial. I think
it was cordial.
Just a guest set, too. Yeah. I wasn't working that weekend.
That's
I don't,
good.
Yeah.
That's good. Nothing's worse than it's like you're,
yeah,
you're like headlining or
that's
something.
Why,
like,
that's why, because I got the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
That's why.
I'm bailing right after my set.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, normally I'd sit and, you know, enjoy the rest of the show, but I got to get out of here. You don't just show uh-huh. up out of nowhere. Uh-huh. So you left and then,
yeah.
and then that's when this last epilogue came yeah. in.
Sorry, I told you, I know you told me to never contact you again, so I'm sorry for this email. I know I'm a controlling, crazy bitch and have a lot to work on. After being in the audience and seeing you open for Moisha, I just wanted to say hi. You were brilliant and wonderful as always. I just didn't have the courage to say anything at the time to you. Maybe it was for the best. I'm so sorry for all the hurt I've caused, even if you don't care what I think. Even if you don't give a shit at all. That's perfectly fine. I totally understand. And this email may be selfish, especially after the way I've treated you. I want you to know I've never stopped having feelings for you. Every day now, for 2 years, I've wanted to call you. I love you more and more each day and can no longer contain it. I want to abandon all my responsibilities just to talk to you and perhaps hold your hand again, but that would be reckless. You and I both know you deserve so much more than I can offer. I've lied and betrayed your trust, for which I am so sorry. I think of you all the time. I suppose I'll have these feelings for the rest of my life, regardless of what you think. It is eating me up inside, and there's nothing I can do but email you and hope it goes away. Maybe you'll understand when you are older and you have kids. What? Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm older and don't have kids, so maybe. Yeah. Matt, I'm so glad you're doing well. I can do anything for you and you don't hate me. Let me know. I would give you a kidney, commit crimes for you, and anything else there and in between. You are a treasure and someone I'll never forget. You're in my heart forever, no matter what you feel. I just wanted to share that with you, even if we've both moved on and if we're both in relationships. Good luck, sweet Matt. Pat Summerall, signing off.
Wow, Pat Summerall. No hugs on this last one.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. So in conclusion, I blocked. I hit
done.
Block on
that's,
that one. I don't.
That's enough right there. Yeah. Man, that is nuts. And so it is now over. Everything is done.
It's been,
it's been what, 5 years,
six, seven years. Yeah. Yeah. I would say since that last message, mm-hmm. it's been good. Yeah. It's 6+ years. Yeah.
Good. Good.
Cause I mean, and by the way, when I got that message, like a fucking, you know, like when you, my leg, like, wait, like when you see a cop, you know, in a speed trap, you know, like, oh
shit, that feeling is the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You just take your foot off of the gas and you tap that brake.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad life is good now. Life is great.
Oh my God.
Life is great. And it's all, thank you for sharing. I mean, this is quite a personal story, but it's definitely entertaining to look back on.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you giving me the forum for it.
Yeah, this is awesome. Uh-huh. So I want to know, too, before we wrap up here, what's going on in Matt's life? You got any gigs coming? Anything you want to promote while you're on the show? You got the album out. Do you want me?
Uncomfortable. It's from Uproar Entertainment. It's I believe it's available on Amazon and iTunes.
All that stuff. I'll make sure.
It's on Sirius XM. So if you want to hear it, I guess you should get in touch with them. Mm-hmm. I need to update my website, mattmclowry.net. But I do have some dates for some shows coming up. I've got a fan page. I'm trying to do more with that stuff this year because you just have.
It's part of the game now.
Yeah. So I've got. I mean, I don't know.
Cool.
I'm in Edgewater.
Laughlin.
Laughlin, Nevada coming up. I'm in Omaha, Nebraska at the Funny Bone. Harvey's in Portland.
You got some dates coming up. So definitely check out those Facebook, Twitter. You're on Twitter, right?
Yeah, Twitter at Matt. Everything I'm online is just at Matt McLowry.
Perfect.
You know, you Google me, you spell my name. You can even spell my name wrong. That's how good this is. I'm not hard to find.
Matt's the best. Very funny.
I hope I'm hard to find my address.
So seriously.
The person I just talked about
Pat
for
Summerall.
An hour doesn't.
Hopefully Pat Summerall's not into podcasts.
Put a bullet in me and herself. Yeah.
Yes, that's the perfect way to end it right there. So make sure you find Matt on the internet and go see him live.
All right. Thank you, Dan.